Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 297, Never Cast Off Forever. Lean in close to this word. Let it land. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. Lamentations 3, verses 31 and 32. Jeremiah did not write these words from a comfortable place. He wrote them from the ash heap. Jerusalem had been leveled. His people were in chains, and he was at the bottom of a pit, not as a metaphor, but as his actual life. And it was from there, from the darkest place a man can be, that he found a truth that held his soul together. Not wishful thinking, not denial, an anchor. The Lord will not cast off forever. Feel the weight of that word, forever. If it were forever, it would be the cruelest verdict imaginable. It would be the end of every last hope. But God refuses that sentence. What feels like a permanently shut door, that relationship, that situation, that silence that seems to have no end, it still stands within reach of divine mercy. It is not over. God has not yet spoken his final word. And notice this. The verse does not pretend the pain isn't real. It says plainly, though he cause grief. God is not naive about your suffering. He does not look away. He looks straight at it. He acknowledges the weight you are carrying. And still, he moves toward you with compassion. That is not religion dressed up pretty. That is real love, the kind that does not flinch when things fall apart. And that compassion does not come in drops. The text says, according to the abundance of his steadfast love, not a small mercy, not a measured mercy, not a rationed mercy, a mercy that overflows. And here is what moves me. The greater your need today, the more room there is for that love to pour into your life. The depth of your valley does not limit the height of God's love. It creates the space for it. It opens the door wider. And the greatest proof of all of this is the cross. That is where God made his refusal to reject you permanent. Jesus cried out from that cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he bore real, true abandonment so that no child of God would ever have to carry that weight as a final verdict. His resurrection is God's answer to that cry. It is the not forever made flesh, made real, made glorious. If God did not cast off his own son in death, you can be certain he will not cast you off in your pain. So today, my friend, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the noise of the day rushes in, find a piece of paper. Write these words, he will not cast me off forever. Let them sit right in front of you, and beneath them, write down one hard situation, the thing that's been weighing on you, the one you've been carrying alone, and place it in God's hands right now, in prayer. Not as a ritual, as an act of faith, a child opening their hands and trusting their father. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.